This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia will decide the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections today. The outcome of the Senate races will help shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of President-elect Joe Biden's four-year term in the White House. Republicans are unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental protection, and civil rights, but some fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's attempts to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. At a rally in Georgia on Monday night, Trump repeatedly declared that the November elections were plagued by fraud, although state Republican officials say that did not occur. Polls showed the two Democrats with slight edges in the Senate race, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the November balloting. America's capital city, Washington, D.C., has mobilized the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city by President Trump supporters as Congress votes on Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Washington police say they arrested the leader of a right-wing nationalist group, the Proud Boys, which is expected to take part in pro-Trump protests this week. The leader, Henry Enrique Tarrio, was charged with destruction of property in an African-American church during an earlier protest in Washington and possession of two high-capacity firearm magazines at the time of his arrest on Monday. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to fight the fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus. The latest restrictions come as Britain ramps up its COVID vaccination program. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The New York Stock Exchange says it will no longer go ahead with plans to remove three Chinese telecommunications companies from the index in compliance with an executive order issued by President Trump. The exchange said Monday on its website that it reversed its previous decision after further consultation with regulators. Stock Exchange last Thursday said it was removing state-owned China Telecom Corp. Limited, China Mobile Limited, and China Unicom Hong Kong Limited. Under President's order, issued in November, that bars American companies and individuals from investing in at least 31 firms believed to be linked to the Chinese military. Mexico's president welcomed the rejection by a British judge of the United States' request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on espionage charges and offered him political asylum and protection in Mexico. If the offer from Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador materializes, it could become a sticking point between Mexico and the United States, since U.S. prosecutors have charged Assange with more than a dozen espionage charges. Assange, who was released on bail in 2012, took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, which was his residence for 7 years until his expulsion and subsequent arrest. Assange has been held in London in a prison since April of 2019. Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the massacre of 100 civilians in two villages. The killings happened in the western region of the country where Islamist militants have carried out a series of attacks. The government said an investigation is underway to find and identify the perpetrators. Witnesses have said that more than 100 armed assailants on motorbikes surrounded the villages and started firing indiscriminately on Saturday. And a new study says the amount of global warming already baked into the air because of past carbon pollution is enough to blow past internationally agreed upon climate limits. Monday's study takes a different look at what's called committed warming that comes from heat-trapped gases staying in the atmosphere for more than a century. This new way of looking at it says the world's going to warm another couple of degrees from now, exceeding the goals of the Paris Climate Accord. But the study's authors say that baked-in warming can be delayed for centuries, depending on what society does next. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown via remote, VOA News.